This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's time for Sounding Off.
Go ahead there, Stoop.
Earlier this week, Hall of Fame third baseman Mike Schmidt joined Sports Radio 94 WIP in Philadelphia and had some interesting comments to say the least. He was asked whether or not Phillies outfielder Odubel Herrera could be the leader of the Phillies team. Here's what he had to say.
My honest answer to that would be no, because of a couple of things. First of all, it's a language barrier. Because of that, I think he can't be a guy that would, sort of sit in a circle with, four or five American players and talk about the game, try and learn about the game or discuss the inner workings of the game, or come over to a guy and say, man, you got to run that ball out, it just can't be, because of the language barrier, that kind of a player.
Okay, before we all rush and start calling the guy a racist here, because I think some people have, because we love to be offended in this generation here, there's a part of it where if I go to South Korea, I better learn some Korean, okay? If I go to Mexico, and I'm going to be in Mexico for an extended period of time, I better learn some Spanish and be able to talk some Spanish. So I think part of this is where if I'm going to be a leader of a team and there's going to be different folks in there, I don't think it hurts. And you have guys like David Ortiz who have been able to learn it over time. Manny Ramirez, he selectively says it when he wants to. You have guys who over the course of time, if you're going to be a leader, yeah, I think you should be able to speak in multiple languages. In a sport that is so multicultural, which baseball is, it would probably be good to learn some languages. We have people who are in global politics. They learn multiple languages. So before we start, well, Mike Schmidt, these guys are racist. No, they're not. You have different guys in there. And so if I'm constantly looking at if there's a barrier of language there, people are going to get frustrated over something like that. And if it's frustrating, then I'm not listening to you. And you can say, well, I could just go up there and swing the bat. Well, you have to have leaders on your team, too. If you're going to pay a guy to be a leader on your baseball team, yeah, there's certain responsibilities that they have. And learning main language is one of them. I think it's basically fair. I think it's completely reasonable as well. Next!
The Seattle Seahawks made news this week by signing their backup for quarterback Russell Wilson. While many believe that it could be Colin Kaepernick, it was not. Instead, the team decided to sign Austin Davis, who only has 13 career touchdown passes. A few hours after the signing, Seahawks wide receiver Doug Baldwin joined Tiki and Tierney right here on CBS Sports Radio and talked about why Cap remains unsigned.
I think it's just part of the business. It's just the part of the sport. Right now, there's a lot of young guys who just got drafted, who just got opportunities to come in OTAs and showcase their talents and their skills. And so they're going to get the first and the second look before an older guy does. And so I think that's just a product of what you're seeing right now. He'll have a job for sure. That's my belief. He'll have an opportunity because he is a NFL level quarterback that he's ready to perform now. But the teams are looking to get younger. They're going to look for the younger talent that they can get cheaper and have for longer deals than they would a veteran.
Doug Baldwin's put in a tough situation there, Stu. So I give him that credit. America has seen enough of Austin Davis, okay? Nobody needs to see any more of Austin Davis. You know what you're getting with Austin Davis. You're not getting much. And that might be the point to a lot of NFL teams. Anybody who brings him in, as we get closer to camp, if somebody gets hurt, I think that they go after a guy like Colin Kaepernick. But as we get closer to camp, you're getting ready to end the OTAs. You're getting ready to send guys off for their final month. You're hoping that July 4th isn't going to be crazy, obviously. Their final month off, where they're getting in the weight room, they're getting their work in, they're taking care of themselves, they're preparing their bodies for what is, even though it's a short season, all of us, is a very long regular season. And it starts in camp. And it's really already started. So you're trying to make sure everybody's as focused as they can be, because if you're the Bears or you're the Patriots, you still certainly believe that you have a chance and that you can take a run at it. That's what you do, why you do what you do. So now, if I'm going after a backup, I don't want to invite cameras. I don't want to invite controversy. I don't want to invite opinions. I don't want First Take or Undisputed going after me either way. And they can say, well, Seattle, they were looking at Colin Kaepernick. They sissied out. They ended up taking Austin Davis. That goes away in an afternoon. You know, the Kaepernick thing, that becomes a conversation, long-term conversation. Of course, talk radio guys like us, we talk about it for a while. Somebody will get hurt. Somebody will and should pick up Colin Kaepernick. But if the guy's only thought of as a backup, they're still not going to want that, no matter what. And I know that there's guys out there who have done way, way, way worse stuff than Colin Kaepernick. But we don't talk about them because that's become old hat. This is something that's still fresh to us, still something that's relatively new. He'll get his shot. He should get his shot. It's probably just going to happen maybe after camp starts up or after somebody gets hurt. That's basically how that's going to go, because the desperation to get a good arm in there after you've kind of worked through some of those guys, that should take over. The desperation to win football games or to help your team win, put your team in the right position to win, should help out. But yeah, Austin Davis over Colin Kaepernick, please. I'm not going to make that argument. It'd be horrible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.